his friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Sefer Tehillim. Shiur should be a special schus for Chaim Shmuel ben Chaya Shendel, Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, Daniel Yaakov ben Sarah Liba, Lomadalia bas Chanadina, Zev Shlomo ben Bina, Rabbi Avram Yitzchak ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther. They should all have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'ase yideihem, them and their entire families. Rabbi Avram Shraga bas ben Malka Malka Esther, and also the Rafuas, Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Aaron Leib ben Sarah, and Rabbi Moshe ben Rezu, Yitzchak ben Bracha, Moshe ben Malka, Tzvi ben Yittel. Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Lili Nishmas, Rav Leo Moshe ben Rav Yitzchak Dov, and Harav Aaron ben Harav Nosson. In Tehillim, in the 34th chapter, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Mi Ha'isha Chafetz Chaim Ohev Yamim Liros Tov, who is the man who desires life, who loves days to see good? Nitzor l'shoncha meira, usfasecha midaber mirma. He guards his tongue from evil, and his lips from speaking falsehood. Sur meira, he veers away from evil. Vaaseg tov, and he performs good. Bakesh shalom, v'rad fehu. He seeks peace, and he pursues it. We've been learning through the Sefer of Maran Harav Charlap Zatzal, which is just an incredible, unbelievable, unspeakable schus that we get to learn the Torah of the Holy Rav Zatzal. Shreinu Matov Chelkeinu. So we are continuing. The first shtickel is a very, very short one. This is Perek Lamed Daled. This is in his Meimarim. There are 20 volumes out now of the Meimarim. Tehillah Lekel. This is in the 14th. It says the Rav, Im Rak Chafetz B'chayim Mitzad Atzmiyut HaChayim V'lo Mitzad Shum Davar Acher Chafetz Ze Atzmo Hu HaOsher Hachi Gadol. So if a person just desires life because of the essence of life, not because of what life gives him, not because of any other motivations and desires, but pashut life, he loves life. Chefetz ze atzmo hu haosher hachi gadol shelo. This desire is his greatest joy. U'magia yidei ze lekol ma shechafetz. And through this, he gets whatever he desires. Why? Because you're alive. I think pshat is. You can't just read text and then just translate them. You're done. You also have to understand them, which requires thinking. And you know that. In any event, if a person just desires life, then he has what he wants at every moment. We don't think that way. We think, I want to be married, I want to have children, I want to have good children, I want to have health, I want to have good health, I want to have parnasa. I want to have a hefty parnasa. I want to have good neighbors. I want to have. But just to be chafetz b'chayim. El shiur shal v'agiyah l'chafetz zeh rak bizman shishomrim et hapeh. Sarim midvarim reim v'osim rak tov. So how do you get to this desire that you just love life? Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim? Who's somebody who desires life? The atzmius ha'chayim. Life itself, the desire of life, the essence of life. You know who that is? That is somebody who guards his mouth and avoids speaking evil. Etzol lishoncha meira, usfatecha midaber mirma. He guards his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking falsehood. Sur merai, veers from evil. Vasei tov, does good. Vakesh lo retfeu. So what does this do? Okay, so I'm a good guy, right? I don't speak lashon hara. I don't lie. I avoid evil, I try to do good, I seek out peace. I'm not saying I do, how have I? All these things should even be partially true. But in theory, how's that going to help me be a Chofetz Chaim? The answer is, Shekol Eilu Mizakchim Et HaRatzon Ve'et HaChefetz. All of these behaviors purify a person's Ratzon, a person's Chefetz. A person's desires are purified when he doesn't speak evil. He's a pure person, he avoids evil. He doesn't speak evil, he speaks good, seeks peace. So that purifies a person, and mamele he becomes a Chofetz Chaim. But we have to know, the pasuk says, Mi ha'ish ha'chofetz chaim. What does it mean, Chofetz Chaim? Chofetz b'chaim mitzad atzmi ha'chaim. Just the fact that we're alive. It's a mayri tigazach. We continue with the famous medrash, quoted by so many svarim. That's what makes it famous. Machmes Alexandri man boi chai, man boi chai. Alexandria announced, who wants life, who wants life? Kenofa asukule amalagabe. Everybody gathered around him. Amrile, they said to him, Havlon chaye. Give us life. Amalahu, he said to them, you know what rabbis say? Mi aisha chafetz chayim, etc. Netzor lishon chemera, etc. Shema yomar adam natsarti lishoni, meira. Visvasayim adaber mirmai elech vizgara bishena. So maybe a person has a havimina beseda, you want life. So guard your tongue. So you know what the best way of guarding your tongue is? Kaishlufen. You go to sleep, and that's a school of beduka menusa, not to speak lashon hara. You're sleeping. Says the pasuk, no, sur merava se tov, ein tov ela Torah. The tov is Torah. Ki lekach tov, asati lechem torasi al tazov. The tov refers to Torah. So this eitz of it's a guy in shlufen. Go to sleep is no, that's not the proper counsel. The proper counsel is to go and learn. That's what you have to do. What does this mimer mean? So, it says in the Gemara in Pesachim, Adaf, Nunam and Aleph, 50a, as I like to say. This world is not like the next world. In this world, on good tidings, you say Atov Ameitiv. And on evil tidings, you say Dayina Emes. Laylam Haba, you say always Atov Ameitiv. Laylam Haba is going to be only Atov Ameitiv. They're only going to be good. Only going to be good news. So you're only going to say Atov Ameitiv, that God is good and does good. What this means is that the Ratzon of the Bore, when God created the world, was that he should live in this world and the next world. It should be Kulo Tov. He should fulfill the Chai Bahem through Torah and Mitzvahs. He should live eternally. And even in this world, he should live a Gezunta life. He should live a good, happy, strong life. And as long as this world is not completely good, then it's not Matim. It doesn't fit together with Olam Haba. If this world is not Kulo Tov, then Chasera Gama Hatama LeOlam Haba. Then it's not fitting with the next world. Because the next world is all good and this world isn't good. When Olam Haz and Olam Haba are not fitting together, are not Imim, the guf and the neshama also don't unite, and a person isn't happy. And that explains the double proclamation of Rav Alexandri. Man bai chai, man bai chai. Who wants to live in this world and in the next world? Sayin divelt, sayin yenevelt. Both in this world and in the next world. So everybody gathered around, and that sounds like a good proposition. And they said, give us life, give us true life. We want to live in this world also. And he showed them what David HaMelech said, who is the person who desires eternal life? And also, that's Chofetz Chaim. And also, Oiv Yomim Liros Tov, loves the days to see good. that even in this world you should live well. He wanted good in both worlds. Somebody who knows how to be Makayim Benafsha and Itzor Lashon Chameira Usfasecha Midaber Mirma. He knows how to fulfill in his soul guarding his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking falsehood. And in this way you release yourself from all the evils of this world. You want to have a good life in the next world and in this world. Guard your tongue. And don't just be a sur meira. Don't just go to sleep, thereby avoiding evil. Asay tov. The osek in Torah, which is the true good. That's the person that knows how to elevate himself and reach the madrega of tov, even in Olam Hazeh. So you want to have a good life, says David HaMelech, do good. Do good, you'll have a good life. And Jewish people will come to a pure and clear ratzon, will be redeemed forever. A pashut ratzon, without any siba, without any harkava. Just pure ratzon. Nothing else, no ulterior motives. None of the other narishkeiten that afflict us so powerfully. Because when the desire for good is revealed in all of its clarity, you don't need to do much to fulfill it. Because the will itself engenders what's wanted and actualizes it. What does that mean? Ki ratzon atzmo mecholel et hadavar u'motzi'o min hakoach el hapo'al. How does that work? That the will actualizes the good. You need nothing more. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim ohev yamim lirot tov. Like we said before, if you desire life because of life itself and not because of anything that life provides for you, but just life itself, that's the greatest happiness. And through that you get to whatever you desire. Ela she'i efshar la'gia la'chefetz zeh rak bizman she'shomrim et hapeh. You have to guard your tongue, your mouth. You have to be sur meirana say tov. Shekol eilam mizakchem es haratzon v'achefetz. These all purify the desire. Nitzor l'shon chameira usfasecha midaber mirma sur meira v'asei tov v'akei shalom v'ratfeim. Ratzon tohol zeh yofia v'yitkaleitz liYisrael lefeta pitom. This ratzon is going to be revealed to the Jewish people immediately. Suddenly. Plutzling. I think they call it in Yiddish. U'pitom yavo aleicha lo ha'adon asher atem mevakshim u'malach ha'brit asher atem chafitzim. Pasuk b'malachi. And suddenly we'll come to the heichal, the sanctuary, the master whom you seek out, and the angel of the covenant that you desire. Kol atzarot v'yisurim einam ela lamarek et hakochot haraim achotzitzim b'fnei oro hakabir shel haratzon ahu. All the tzaros, all the yisurim are to purify those evil and remove those evil powers that interpose before the great light of this ratzon. Take it from Yatavua Gula Belishum Hashaya. Once we get that ratzon, Gula is coming immediately, suddenly, in a moment, in a batting of an eyelash. And And therefore the Geula is going to be Behesach Hadas, is going to be while we're distracted, while we don't notice. It says in Sanhedrin 97a, Ki Adat Yisoda Mi'etchaburut Shnei Dvarim Hayodea Vayidia. Because what's Das? Is the one who knows and what you know. B'chol Mekom Shemotzim Anu Musag Adat Nirar Kava Shel Shnei Inyanim Shebehizavgam Yachad Olim Behatama Gmura Meze HaGeula Atidat Tzricha Shetia Meratzon Pashut B'lishum Harkava. Whenever we find Das, there's a Harkava, there's a composition of two different things. And therefore, the Geula has to come with a Ratzon Pashut. The moment there's Das, there's a Harkava, there's a composition. And Geula is not going to come with a composition. Geula is going to come with a Ratzon Pashut without Harkava. And therefore there can't be Das, because Das is a Harkava of the Odeh and the Yediyah. So the Hesach HaDas is the Ratzon Shalamala Mikol Das. So maybe that's what the Rav meant before. He says, once you have the proper Ratzon, you're going to get everything because the Geula is going to come. The Geula is going to come because you have this pure Ratzon. And how do you get this pure Ratzon? Stop speaking evil. Avoid and falsehood. Avoid evil and do good. Bakesh Shalom, seek out peace for Adfeyu. Run after it. Pursue it. All right, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we learned some very tifa and yanim, Kedarko Shel Maran Harav Zatzal, and Mir Tashem. In the next shir, we will continue. He has another shtickel on this parak, on these psukim. So hopefully we'll see that, and we will continue seeing Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. And we should taka bizoicha to be mzakei charitzanus, that we should have a pure rutz and a pure will for good. And that's chus. See the geula, go to the rutz and lamalamidas, as the Rav says, and see the geula shleima. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.